A small drone, only about the size of an apple, flies through the Air Vehicle Intelligence and Anatomy Lab, nicknamed the Avia Lab. Jack Longalon, Associate Professor of Aerospace Engineering, says the negative media attention on drones has led researchers to dislike the term.
In part because of the negative connotations, but also because the word drone kind of implies non-intelligence and stupidity almost.
The Avia Lab builds drones to perfect their operating systems and flight maneuvers. But due to current federal regulations, their on-campus research is limited to flying the drones in simulations and inside their office. Longalon said the research applications for the drones could be endless, like flying them into tornadoes to better understand why and how they form, or using them in agriculture to determine which areas need water rather than irrigating the entire crop. But flying the drones anywhere, including the land over Penn State's campus, isn't allowed by federal law.
And right now, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, basically strongly restricts the use of unmanned aircraft. The FAA defines as an airplane basically anything that flies, and they claim jurisdiction over the airspace down to the level of the grass.
The team travels to Virginia Tech, which is one of the few universities in the country with the authorization to fly drones on its campus.
It's really a non-ideal situation because, you know, if I want to go to Virginia Tech to fly a drone, it's a six-hour drive, and so it slows down the research cycle a lot.
In the lab, PhD student John Bird runs a simulation where a large stationary drone imitates the actions of a real-life flight through a computer.
So I'm flying off of what you see here, which is, I guess, ostensibly what we'd see out the front of the airplane if we had a camera on it that was flying in real life. So I'm using this to fly the airplane, just as if I was actually flying it.
So the plane has no idea that it's stuck in a lab somewhere?
No, it thinks it's somewhere in central Pennsylvania flying around right now.
It's kind of like the airplane version of a hamster wheel.
Simulations are helpful and necessary, but it's tough when it's the only thing you can do on campus. Interim Vice President of Research at Penn State, Neil Sharkey, says it's unfortunate drone experimentation is still so limited.
It's putting a pinch on our research, so universities like Penn State and others would really love to see those regulations revamped so that they allow institutions of higher learning a little more freedom.
You may be thinking without these regulations, anyone could fly a drone over your house and spy on you. But currently, Penn State is only seeking to gain FAA authorization to use and test drones over their own property. The regulations exist because drones can interfere with other aircrafts and the potential for privacy abuse. Sharkey says he understands these worries, but he's confident that the FAA will ultimately allow public universities to conduct their research.
Eventually, the feds will get it right, and then they'll listen to our concerns. I think that the work that our aerospace engineers are doing is extremely important for them, for the country, and for our students.
Going forward, drones could provide data that's never been gathered before. The Avia Lab's application for FAA approval was denied in 2012, so the team will continue to collaborate with other universities to cruise the skies. I'm Erin Cassidy Hendrick, WPSU.